Hi guys, welcome back to RM Podcast FL. This is your favorite podcaster, Romina. And before we do get started on the bonus episode today, I just wanted to thank everybody that has reached out so far and has shared their favorite episodes of any of our posts to their social media pages. We are actually reaching 13 countries so far, which I'm really stoked about. But something happened during this past couple of days. There was a marketing firm that tried to reach out to me to promote the page. So just the way how they did it, it didn't really sit well with me. So that's where the episode comes today. I wanted to touch a little bit base with the 10-80-10 rule. And I'll explain it a little bit better. I definitely call this the apple, oranges, and coconuts. And no, we're not going to go to farmer's market. That's not the type of apple, oranges, and coconuts we're talking about. We are actually going to be calling people and situations apples, oranges, and coconuts, and definitely call the 10-80-10 rule. So with the 10-80% of the population is considered apples. What that means really is that those would be the early adopters on a sale, or would be the early adopters on a conversation. Those people or those type of sales are very easy because you can just literally just throw something at them and they're going to catch it. And for you as a sales agent, or for you as a defender of the conversation on the other end, it's just as easy as biting the apple. I mean, there's no work at all. Just bite the apple, enjoy it, and you're good. That's the 10%. The 80% are called oranges, because the 80% of the people don't make rapid decisions. They would like to know facts. They would like to review everything online. They would like to know what exactly they are signing up for. They don't just make a rapid decision based on feelings. Now, this 80%, there is somewhere in the mid of early adopters to late adopters, but majority of it, it's mid adopters, meaning that they want facts. They want to know exactly what is to their benefit for signing up for the product or for getting the product. So this is definitely the majority of the population, I mean 80%. So that is something that's where you need to work the best on, and that's where you need to improve your skills in order for it to get much better. I mean, the 10%, the apples are pretty easy. Those would be the late early sales. Those would be the easy sales. But the 80%, that's where you want to focus on. So, for example, have you ever been in a situation or a conversation with somebody that their opinion is just very different from yours? I mean, it's just absolutely very different. But after you bounce a couple of ideas, after you mention facts, after you get to details, they might change their opinion and they might lean more towards yours. Or not necessarily change their opinion 100%, but they see everything else from a different perspective. So they might not agree right away, but after a second or a third conversation, you might be in the same page. So that's the 80% of the rules. And this can apply to sales, to relationships, to life, to everything. I mean, let's take it, for example, on relationships. Have you ever been in a relationship where your opinion and your partner's opinion is very different, but you actually express exactly what you're trying to say, and you express the facts, and you express where you're trying to go to a goal or to achieve something? At first, they might be against it, but later they come to terms and they see things with two sides and they make a better decision. So that's the 80% of the rule. The 10%, those are the lovely coconuts. As awesome, as delicious as a coconut is, those are the people that are called late adopters. So for example, if somebody's car is breaking down and you literally give them a brand new car, whatever, just take it, right? Your car is breaking down. They have this pride and they have this ego that it doesn't allow them to change. Those are the people that no matter how many facts or no matter how many information you give them towards a new product, towards a new decision, they're just very, very stubborn. So in order to get a coconut, to get to the middle of it, you have to break the outside layer, which takes quite some time. So instead of not necessarily wasting your money or you're wasting your time, instead of looking for a coconut, go ahead and just focus yourself on the 80%, on the oranges. The oranges are very simple. It's just the outer layer, you peel it off, and then you just go ahead and enjoy the fruit inside, or you can turn it to a juice. So that would be the 10-80-10% rule, or another way to remember it, it's the apple, oranges, and coconuts. And I take this, for example, on my current career with sales, but I also, whenever I have a conversation with other people, I look at it from, are they a 10, are they 80, or 10%? Like, where do they sit in the population? By kind of specifying it and knowing better to where somebody sits, then you actually know better how to attack a situation. And you also know if you're wasting your time or your time is actually being appreciated. If it's the coconut, your time is probably being wasted. The 80%, your time is not being wasted. They just want to be educated and they just want to learn more before they make a decision. So don't feel like they're holding you back. That's them. They just want to make a proper decision. They want the outer layer to be peeled off in order for the fruit inside. The apple, pretty easy. Those would be people that get, change their opinions every day. We all know everybody like that. Or it would be those sales that whatever it's out there, just because it's new, they want to buy it. But not the best one. So remember the 10-80-10% rule on your career, in your personal life, or wherever your life takes you, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I know this episode is a little bit different than the other ones. I have been having a pretty hectic, busy days. We have a lot of interviews coming for you guys. I hope you enjoyed every single interview so far. I'm honestly working full time, and I'm about to go back to school full time again. So I'm trying to get as much as possible out there for you guys. And I'll tell you this though, if you are in Jacksonville area, look out the next couple of episodes. We're actually going to go ahead and promote a nonprofit charity event that we are participating on. We're super stoked about it because this charity money, it's actually going to go to a nonprofit here in Jacksonville, Florida, where they help families that have low incomes, and we actually do training on them on soft skills so they can improve their life, get better jobs, and just start living better. So I hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any questions, do not forget, you can always email me at rmpodcastfl@gmail.com. And as always, check out our website, www.rmpodcastfl.com, as well as we are on Spotify, Stitches Radio, YouTube, Podbean, iTunes, also on Instagram and Facebook. So I hope you guys enjoyed 10-80-10% rule. Just remember it. Apple, oranges, coconuts. I hope everybody has a great one. Bye.